Sixth-generation Floridian Joy Harris says real Florida cooking is cracker cooking, handed down from the state's pioneers and cowboys. Harris spoke to the Zest podcast contributor Janet Keeler about her new cookbook, The Florida Cracker Cookbook, Recipes and Stories from Cabin to Condo.
One of the reasons I wanted to do this cookbook, and it's from cabin to condo, is because I try to make the recipes a little easier than they were back when people were living in cabins. I never lived in a cabin. My dad did. But my grandmother, his mother, didn't have electricity for a long time, never had a telephone. She didn't want electricity. And it was just fun to go to her house as a kid. And this is when everyone around her had electricity. She could have had it, but she was so old-fashioned. I mean, she still wore a bonnet. She still swept her front yard.
Now, was she a good cook?
I remember fig preserves that she made. I was in fourth grade when she passed away. So she made fig preserves that we had and homemade butter and biscuits. And those are the only foods that I remember having. And sugar cookies at Granny Maddie is what I call her, at Granny Maddie's house. But my mother would tell me stories about, she said she made the best mother fried chicken. And my dad loved it. So my mom tried to make it and it wasn't as good.
So talk to me about some more of these, of the recipes, some of your favorites in the book.
Chess pie is so simple to make. And that was one that Granny Maddie made. Because it's just like sugar, milk, some vinegar, cornmeal. It was whatever they had on hand. Or they had these ingredients readily available and eggs in there. But biscuits and sausage gravy is just one of my favorite breakfast dishes. And it's on so many restaurant menus now. But nothing's as good as when you make it at home. But the biscuits, Granny, we would go to her house and have biscuits with cane syrup. And have you ever tasted cane syrup? Yeah, it's got a different, unique taste.
Well, so what have you made today? I see some things that you've made.
Okay, this is a chess pie. And it's the one I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my husband's favorites. It's got kind of a gooey, eggy center. And what I like to do when I bake these pies, I usually put them in the freezer, and then it makes them a lot easier to cut and to get a slice out. I don't know if I'll be able to pull one out nicely. So that's very simple, basic pie that the poor crackers could serve that like on Sunday dinner. And it wouldn't cost them a lot. And another one was sweet potato pie. I mean, crackers had a real sweet tooth, and maybe that's why I felt so at home being a cracker or studying the crackers. And then this are Maddie's sugar cookies. Maddie was my father's mother, and I asked him about some of his favorite memories. And he said, coming home from school, going into the pie safe to see if his mother had made some sugar cookies. And so I asked my mother the same thing. And she said, when her mother made sugar cookies, she said she would come home from school, go look on the stove to see if there was a pot of chocolate sauce, is what she called it. Because her mother made sugar cookies and they dipped them in the chocolate sauce. And so that recipe is in the book. Because I made it with my mother's help, and she said, tastes just like Granny's. So I was very proud of that.
That's the seal of approval,
well,
isn't
it? I know. I was very happy about that.
What a neat thing to come home from school, right, and have these homemade cookies and a pot of chocolate.
Mm. Because they didn't have, they brought their lunches to school, and it might be a boiled egg. I mean, my dad's family was very, very poor, so it was probably a boiled egg and cornbread. And then my mother's family, whatever was left over, you know, it might be a biscuit or whatever they had for breakfast. So when they came home from school and had something special, especially something sweet, it was really nice.
That was cookbook author Joy Harris speaking to Janet Keeler. You'll find more Florida food stories plus Joy's recipe for chess pie on our website, thezestpodcast.com.